So I am currently uploading part one to Soundgasm, and it's going quite slowly because it's a big-ish file, 39 minutes of ramble chart. Ooh, it's almost done. Imaginatively titled Tart AMA. Turned down the music because I realised it was really, really loud. So, sorry about that. Hope that you could hear my rambling. Not that you would want to, I don't know. Okay, so questions. Now the music is too quiet. Because I need to hear it. It is Band of Horses, The Funeral, if you're wondering. There we go. I had to skip to the chorus to see how loud it would be. So, question. Who are you and what have you done with DPT? I am DPT. I am a whole lot of people. I am Tart, I'm Sherry Tart, I'm Von Wicked. Being Velvet. Diabolical Miss Hyde. Ruby Red Riding Wood. No, Ruby Red Riding Wood. Yeah, that was kind of... I kind of wish that one had stuck around for longer. What else? Who else should I say? Minx Julep. That is another one. And Dirty Mojito. I had a thing for cocktails. I think there was also a Steersman Martini in there somewhere. So yeah, I've had a lot of usernames. It's always funny to me when every time I have a new username, people send me the same messages. You might not realise this, but on Gomwald Audio, there are a lot of people out there who just lie in wait for new users, and they always say the same spiels. It's kind of like, I wouldn't say predators, but it is in a way. For a female poster posting a verification and her first, say, masturbation audio, you get these messages, and they, on the surface, they seem nice, and then they're not. Basically, it's just preying, and they are a massive contributor to UWA's massive turnover. We have a ridiculously high turnover when it comes to female recorders. We do have more female recorders than male, but it doesn't happen to male recorders as well. As well, I know. This is what happens when I try and think and talk at the same time. I'm not so eloquent. There is an air of expectation, and it can be really, really off-putting. And it is the same people with the same messages over and over and over again. And I know that some people have had absolutely terrible experiences in their first week, 2 weeks on Gomwald Audio, and they just get chased away. That's part of the dark side of Gomwald Audio, that and the abuse and the expectation. Just because you record yourself being naughty, people think that you have an obligation to please them. I'm all for requests. I am. But people don't seem to realise that you have a life, and just because it turns them on, it might not turn you on. Well, and that has nothing to do with the question. But yes, I am... Tart. I've always been Tart. And DBT has been retired. Sorry, I'm just putting some lip balm on. There was a lot of shit behind the scenes. There always is. So much fucking drama, I swear. And can we skip this song? For as much as I love Gone Wild Audio, some of the shit, like I said, I'm nice. I'm really nice. And I have gotten tricked more than once. Someone, you'd think it's one thing and it's another thing. Or people will think there's some kind of ownership, which is, with me, it's frankly ridiculous. And but people do that, and it can be really uncomfortable. People are very disingenuous. I kind of realise that you have to take it. What kind of music do we want to have in the background? Something sweet? Should we go for sweet? Something popish? How about 1960s? 1960s. Malala. How about a load of covers from the 1960s? We like that, don't we? Unless the songs are really bad. Cliff Richard sings the Beatles. Sure, why not? Let's get back to the questions. Really, Cliff? How about... no. Although I have to admit, Devil Woman is a kicking song. Del Shannon sung Under My Thumb. I did not know that. Sorry, Under My Thumb is one of my favourite songs, so the music's going to get a little bit loud. Sorry, and I might sing along. Ooh, I don't know. Is it a good song? I'm quite surprised he kind of pulls it off. Under my thumb. So, next question. Why, in your opinion, was Janeway the worst captain? You know it's true. Ooh, Star Trek. I love Star Trek. I am the kind of geek who reads Star Trek books. A lot of them. Okay, the biggest problem I have with Janeway is not that she's a woman. Let me just say that. Although, that did contribute to it. The problem I have with Janeway as a character is the way that she was written. Normally, when you have a character in a series like Voyager, Next Gen, DS9, the character has a concept. And while storylines develop and arcs evolve, the concept will change. But there is a core to the character that doesn't change. Unless you're Julian Bashir and suddenly you're genetically modified. I like that one. But you see, that is a twist that changed the character, but even then, it worked with the character's history and you could kind of see it working. Janeway has no consistency. There is no defining characteristic of her as a captain. Sometimes she was very motherly, almost like a matron, and then sometimes she was flirty, sometimes she was by the book, sometimes she's throwing the book out the window. She was so inconsistent in the way she was written that it was terrible. There was no consistency, and I have a whole issue with Voyager. Don't get me wrong, it's entertaining to watch. I have watched the whole series many, many times. Maybe even 6 weeks ago. What? Stop judging me! It was on Netflix. But the problem, let's have some of this sweet tea. It is like Lipton's lemon tea that's gone flat. That's what this is. And it is not worth the money I paid for it. I'll Never Dance Again by Herman's Hermit. How about we skip that, shall we? Yeah. The problem with this... you know what, we're going to need different music because this ain't working for me. Should we go soul? Let's go soul. Interesting fact about Tarte, I once sold my soul on eBay. I didn't get a lot of money for it. And if you've got my soul, I'd like it back. I have. Okay, I'm trying to do soulful dancing and it doesn't really work when you can't see me. Can I have my soul back? I keep running into automatic doors, they don't open for me. That might be because I'm ginger as well at the moment. Bit of the two. You know. Where was I? Yeah. Janeway, inconsistent writing makes for a character that you can't get to like. Voyager in itself was entertaining to watch, but it wasn't good sci-fi, and it was frankly terrible Star Trek. I think they amalgamated the crew far too easily. There was no dissension. It was all very cookie cutter. I think they could have really played up the tension between the Maquis and Starfleet. You know, having Chakotay, I would do him so bad. As this song's getting on my nerves. Second in command, I think it was just too easy, apart from when they needed it as a plot device. I think they could have really done a lot with Voyager, making it a bit more angsty. I can't remember. Angsty. Yeah, angsty, that's a word. Making it a bit more dynamic, a bit more dark. It was really kid friendly. And this was a Prince song, but it's a terrible, terrible copy of it, so I'm just skipping through it. You see, it kind of makes me sad because it had a lot of possibility. And I think I really wanted it to be more than it was. Because a starship far away from the Federation has no one to rely on. And, you know, has to make hard choices. And it could have been something really amazing. And I think it was just like a waste a lot of the time. So, got to be real. Okay. That's a song, not me. I don't know. Does this make any sense? This is pretty much me just going, mama, 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 mama. But yeah. And also, remember what I said about it's not the fact that Janeway's a woman? She had some really shit hair. I mean, as a captain, yeah, the bun thing? No. Just, no. The bob was a lot better, but it still wasn't great. And it's really annoying because she's a great actress. But yeah, I'm gonna go on to the next question. When and how did your hate for the widely beloved Oreo become so strong? Now, there was a time when I didn't hate Oreos. I'm just pausing so you can do the shock gasp like okay, finish gasping. They weren't really in my reality. With my love and my love is your love. Sorry about that, I know I can't sing. I saw it on TV in America, but we didn't have them in the UK. And then they came over. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, really love this song. Actually, it's probably a bit too loud. Send me to Hush. No, so Oreos came over to the UK, and in the beginning it was just another biscuit. But then, okay, how can I put this without sounding... America seems to have this obsession with Oreos and dunking them in milk, and there's so many varieties and they are the best biscuit in the world. And that started coming over to the UK. They were advertised as if they were a thing, and they weren't a thing. And that kind of got my goat, and I started getting knocked. And then I tried them, and they are such a terrible biscuit. The biscuit itself is chalky, overbaked. The filling is sweet, so sweet. The kind of sweetness that makes you go, because your mouth is covered with sugar. And I don't know, it's like they're trying to push something onto... Oh, this sounds so weird. My hatred for Oreos is multifaceted. I hate the biscuit. I hate the varieties of the biscuit. But I hate that they're trying to push... Okay, in America, it exists. This love for the Oreo, that it is, you know, a wonderful biscuit, which is fine. But they're trying to make it a thing in the UK, and it's not a thing in the UK. And it kind of pisses me off. I'm listening to myself, and I realise I sound very, very strange. But... the Oreo in itself is not something special, and it could have been marketed differently, but I think the way they came into the UK market and the way it was pushed as being a thing, and like, oh, it's the nation's favourite biscuit. No, they've never said that, but it's, that's almost like the message behind it. You know, like, we're saving you from biscuit blandness. No, you're just delivering even more blandness because it's a shitty biscuit. And then it kind of got compounded by it always being in the office. Like, you would ask people to buy biscuits and they would always buy fucking Oreos. And then I go into the shops and there's like a whole gondola end. You can tell I used to work in a supermarket. Student times. High five! That's like a aisle end where you have a promotion. And it's full of Oreos and there's like, it's everywhere. I don't know. It's just, if it was a good biscuit, I could buy into that. But it's a sad little demon biscuit. It is... it's... you know what it is? It's style over substance. It's very well marketed, it's very well branded, but it's a shitty biscuit, and it just... oh, it pisses me off. And you can't dunk it in a cup of tea. That shit is nasty. I tried it. I did try Oreos. I did give them a shot. Like I said, they were the only biscuits in the office, but they're just... I hate them. They are the demon biscuit. I was going to do this Oreo where I was going to be like a fire and brimstone preacher and like warn you about the demon biscuit. But my accent was... it wasn't a good thing. But it was... I don't know, I just hate it. And... is it sad that I hate a biscuit? I hate everything about this biscuit. I hate... oh, just... oh! The brand, the marketing, the biscuit, it all comes together in a big ball of demonic, diabolical biscuit bullshit. Okay. Next question. Sugar or honey? Lemon? I'm guessing you're referring to tea. And it's sugar or honey, lemon, depending on how I'm feeling. Or are these like pet names? Sugar is a good pet name. I say that a lot. Honey? I don't say honey very much. I once responded to an audio request on Pillow Talk and I had to say hun. And it's just really unnatural for me to say honey or hun. Yeah. I know, I think hun is more of an American name. Darling is probably my favourite. Lemon. I've never called anyone Lemon. Well, I have, but yeah, that's part of the username. I was once called Mango and I fucking hated it. Mango. My little Mango. Fuck yourself. Sideways. Okay, let's talk about nicknames. What nicknames do you like to be called? I am massive on the nicknames. Yeah, I was just doing like a little... Okay, let's just ignore that. Moving swiftly on. I really do like pet names. Sugar, darling, sweetness. Sweetness is my latest obsession. I do like using French ones, although I will never recall myself speaking French. Can you just hear that door sound? I will never record myself speaking French because, yeah, no language needs to be insulted like that. I have actually been speaking French since I was 6. Started doing it at school, got a GCSE in it. Never gonna speak it in public. But I've actually gone to France and spoken it, and I was understood, so fuck you! Sorry. It's a late night. It's actually Monday now. This is Monday morning. Okay. I'm sorry. This is terrible. This is so bad. Oh. Next question. You can either listen to only one song forever, or you can never listen to the same song twice. Choose one. I am the kind of girl who play songs to death. I will have a favourite song and then I'll play it on repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. Get over it, kill it, find another song. But I do love music and I think there will be a point where I couldn't play a song. But then again, you can never listen to the same song twice. That's where covers come involved. And then you have strictly, are we talking about the song sung by a particular person? I can never hear that again, or I can never hear a song once I've heard it once. Say, if there's a song that's been covered 50,000 times by different people, can I listen to each iteration, or is one and that's done? Okay, I think I would listen. This is the sound of someone thinking ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. I would never listen to the same song twice because I crave variety. But I would listen to cover versions, so there's a little get out clause. Get the fuck out clause. Ooh, these are... well, these are a question for next time. What at work annoys you the most? What annoys me the most? I don't know. I think I'm kind of a cranky person. But I know I am. But it's little bits of thoughtlessness. Like people finishing their milk, stealing pens. Actually, stealing pens is not minor. That's a big fucking deal. I'm obsessed with stationery. I have a drawer of pens right under my 5 drawers of sex toys. Not just me past that, I didn't say that. There's a drawer of pens. And I know exactly how many pens I have on my desk at any one time. And people act, you know, like, oh, it's ridiculous that I know that someone's taken one of my pens and I know that they've taken it. It's like, oh, it's just a pen. Yeah, it's a pen I bought with my own money. And if you need a pen so badly, you could go and do the same. If you ask, I will lend you a pen. It's not an issue. I will probably give you the fucking pen. It's an excuse to buy more. but it's just when people take stuff without asking drives me batshit. People listening to music on their mobile in reception, it's like, really? Really? All this technology, headphones, earbuds, and you pay music on a shitty phone, it's just really... Oh, and it's always the worst, really bassy or tinny, like... Ah, it's just... No. I hate, but mostly it's just thoughtlessness. People who just go about their stuff and not give a shit about anyone else. That is what annoys me. Favourite snack? Now, you might think that I am a bit of a food snob. I can be. But I really have some really, really bad habits when it comes to snacking. Pickled onion flavour muncher munch. Lighties. Ooh, this is a weird one. Salt and vinegar crisps dipped in apple juice. That's weird. Sandwiches with ketchup and sour cream. What else? Shoe buns, I love that shit. Although when I eat one, it sounds like I'm eating a girl out. It's all licky and time to switch this song, because I swear this is some weird shit on this computer. Of course I downloaded it at some point, but hey. So when it comes to snacks, I have weird ideas. So here's another weird snack of mine. Iceberg lettuce and Heinz sandwich bread. What the fuck? Really? But yeah, when it comes to snacks, I think my favourite snack is... Tortilla, which is basically a... This is a terrible song. What the fudge? I'm censoring myself. What the fuck? It's a Spanish potato omelette. And it's lush and gorgeous. And it should have... Excuse me while I find a song that does not suck ass. Please bear with me. Your call is important. So it's a potato omelette or churros. And is this song getting louder? Maybe. She's a very freaky girl. Not singing. Never home from my mom. I've never brought a girl home from my mother. There you go.
Once you get her off the street, like the boys in the band.
I'm not a boy though. Sorry. Moving on. Favorite aspect of DWA. Two, basically. The astounding number of sexy voices. Accents. Oh, it's ridiculous. The community. I love the sense of community. I think that is what has made DWA continue to be successful, despite a lot of drama. Let's face it, we are a bunch of drama queens on DWA, and we're always acting out.
She's a super freak, super freak. She's super freaky.
Sorry. The sense of community is what makes us continue on. Thrive almost. We have over 100,000 people listening, recording, lurking, commenting. And that's because of the sense of community. There are clicks and there are bad bits, but I think all in all, it goes pretty wild now. it's the sense of community that holds everything together.
That girl is pretty kinky.
She's kinky.
Every time we meet, she's alright.
Sorry, I wasn't gonna sing. Like I said, it's Monday morning. Okay. Favorite part of GWA? Underneath all of the sexiness, under all of the filth and the recordings of moans and groans and delicious growls, there is something solid. There is a solid community that is very open and inviting and very inclusive. There is a sense of belonging. There's not kink shaming. But like any online community, there are trouble spots. But I mean, generally, we're solid. We are friendly. We are Legion. No. We
on GWA wish to thank you for coming here and verifying, and hope that you will abide by our rules. Rule one, no smack talking on kinks.
what the fuck, I know. Oh, Jesus fuck. Next question. Do you like having fans? I don't have fans.
People
on GWA, I don't have fans. I have people who listen, and people who I'm very, very, very thankful that they do listen. And I have people who listen and like my audios, but I don't have fans. Just did bunny ears again. It's, I don't know. It's something that I can't quite comprehend. I don't know, is that weird? I think people who have fans on...
She's floating like a butterfly.
Sorry.
Baby girl.
Sorry. Sorry, this song came out when I was in school and I learned all the words. Number one in the world.
There's something in her eyes like a spell got me hypnotized. Ooh, Lord.
But unfortunately, I can't sing or rap or do anything. Apart from drink tea out of a can, apparently.
Oh, baby.
This is actually my song.
Tease me, tease me, tease me, tease me, baby, till I lose control. Tease me with your love until I lose control.
And have to record an audio. There you go. If I had fans, I would love them. How much sugar do you put in your tea? It varies from 0 to 5 on occasion. If I'm having a shitty day and I haven't had lunch, I have to get energy to continue through the day somewhere.
Right round the clock until we reach climax.
You play a game of your choice for £1 million. What game is your choice? Easy, Scrabble. I'm one of those annoying bitches. Isa Beach. Sorry. I can score highly, just like in a general game. Like, my mother refuses to play my brother and I.
Ooh, eh, come closer to me.
Sorry.
Tease me, baby.
Refuses to play us because we all play words and it's like she'll always be in the dictionary going, that's not a word. Okay, that's a word. And it's half, I've raised children who are very verbose, and half, what the fuck, give me a chance here. So I would play Scrabble. And yeah, I think I would be alright.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
Sorry, it's time for the thong song.
Check it out. Ooh, that
Sorry. You clearly loathe Mondays. This is true. And it is currently 19 past midnight on a Monday morning. So my Sunday night woohoo is becoming a Monday morning. No! What is your favorite day and why? That's a difficult one. So obviously, Monday is fucked. Sunday is not good because it's the day before Monday and it's never long enough. Tuesday is basically Monday with better marketing. Wednesday is fun, but it's kind of weird because you are as far away from the weekend as you are close to the weekend. Thursday is, you know what, Thursday is my favorite day, and this is why. Friday, you're like, yay, it's Friday, it's the weekend, but the weekend never lives up to the expectation of Friday. So it's a bit of a letdown. So you, on Saturday, you're like, well, Friday fucking lied to me. So my favorite day is Thursday because the weekend is closer and it's going to be great, but you still got that slog of I've still got another day. So it's like, it's going to be good, but it's realistic good. So Thursday, because it's like, I'm closer, I'm surviving, but then it doesn't have that lying bullshit of Friday. So Thursday. Dogs or cats? Well, for pets, dogs. For me, cats. I'm far more cattish than I am doggish. God, I actually remember doing this dance that they're doing in the video. Yeah, it wasn't good. I think I had blue hair at the time. I did. Sorry, the music is just distracting. See, this is the problem. I distract myself with music. Oh, come on, you know you love this song. Okay, so I've always had dogs as pets. God, my... How can they be up to 37 minutes already? I've always had dogs. My first dog was named Lady. And she was half Alsatian, German Shepherd, sorry, America, and half Whippet. And she was just so lovely. We got her from a rescue center. And she was so sweet. I was literally a baby, maybe 6 months when I got her. And no matter how big I got, she would treat me like a baby. And it was just, oh my. I'm getting all sentimental and sad. I still miss her. She was absolutely batshit insane though. She would chase cars and the whippet in her would mean that she could run really fucking quickly. So when she got out for days and yeah. She was just the best dog. I miss her. The second dog we got was also called Lady because my parents are really unoriginal. I wanted to call her something like Satan or Lucifer. But she was a spoiled little bitch. She was a Heinz 52 varieties. 53 varieties? How many varieties does Heinz have? And she was small and spoiled rotten, as in she had wine. She would not have, you know, she would have butter on bread, but it wouldn't be enough, so you have to put jam on it. The butter wasn't enough. She was seriously spoiled. And she would beg and really adorable. And then had another dog called Clara. And I swear this dog was the dumbest dog in the world. So damn. Oh, shut up. I'm trying to talk here. Let the motherfuckers burn, the motherfucker burn. Sorry. Yes, Nickelback. This is the only song of theirs I like. Maybe.
Don't judge me!
Yeah, Karma's dumb. Really dumb. Like, running into walls, kind of dumb. But so lovable. Just like an idiot dog. She was half Labrador and half Collie. So, lots of energy, but the Labrador body. So, she'd be running around and going.
Mistaken for having your heart worth breaking, and I've been wrong.
I'm never wrong. I'm always wrong. And I'm gonna cut it there. Yes. A couple of questions? No. I'm trying to pick. What is your favourite flavour of jam tart? Cherry. I can be a bit fussy. I know you're so shocked. Did I actually post it? I didn't post it yet, did I? Oh, God damn it. I uploaded it and I didn't post it. I've been wittering on for this long and I haven't even posted it. God damn it. So you know what? I'm going to cut it there. And this is part two. And there'll be another part tomorrow. Yeah, I'm really sorry. These are so awful. Should I serenade you? Should we get a song? How about I'm blue, da-ba-dee? No? Okay. Okay, we'll turn off Nickelback. There must be a song that doesn't suck. How about Gold Digger? Kanye West's love song to seduce Kim Kardashian into being his wife. What? What? I'm very strange.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
It wasn't me. I'm probably not going to sing because we both know that I can't sing. Britney Spears? This is like 90s, pure 90s. Okay, question for you. Justin Timberlake, sexy or not? I think not. Apparently he is this amazingly sexy person. The triple threat, if you will. He's just, I mean, they even call him Justin Trousers from Snake, for fuck's sakes. But he just, I think it goes back to NSYNC and when he had like the noodle hair. I just can't get over that. I'm probably not going to serenade you, so I will just say that if you've actually listened to this and gotten this far, wow. Seriously. I am impressed. Maybe you should go and find something else to do. I am trying to find a song to play out with that isn't totally embarrassing or shit. And I've had an idea. Yes. I hope that you got fear when I said that. That's a normal reaction when I say, ooh, I've had an idea. I have sung this before and I still haven't posted it. Okay, it is.
Yo, back up now and give a brother room.
I'm a girl. Music playing and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life in a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hiked up, psyched up, ready for wilding. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. United Kingdom, it's an island. Islands. Work that booty, work your body, work, work the body. Slow down, girl, you're about to hurt somebody. Make up your fucking mind. There's only one reason why I came here. No! Sorry, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake, shake, shake the room. Tick, 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 boom. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not, no, no, no. in ours when the prince gets to it. Oh no, fuck it, stop it. Seriously though, thank you for listening. This is the end of part two, and yeah, there probably won't be a part three because what the fuck is this even? morning, whatever. Afternoon? Bye!